This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carlos, welcome home. Cardinals are coming in here. A pretty hot offense from what we've seen so far from St. Louis over the first few weeks. Of course, you know them so much from spring training, but what have you seen from them as you get ready for this four-game series?
They're a good team. They're a good lineup. You know, when you look 1 through 9, and the other team for them is hard to match up because they got so many left-handed hitters, and they got some right-handed hitters, you know, whether it's Contreras, Arenado, in the middle of the lineup that goes along with some of the lefties that are pretty good hitters, you know, like when you're trying to match up with them, it's not easy, you know, to go through that lineup, but they're good hitters, but, you know, at the end of the day, we have to trust our staff, our guys, and attack those guys.
How much more challenging does that make your bullpen plan when you do face them? Because just putting the lineup in, it is lefty-righty, lefty-righty down the line.
Yeah, I think the good thing from us is that we got right-handed pitchers that can get lefties out, you know, whether it's a Reed Garrett, whether it's, you know, Brazoban, and, you know, Kranich is now back. So, and then you got the Danny Youngs and the Minters that can go, you know, and pitch in any situation throughout the game. So we got the weapons back there, and I feel good about that.
Jose Azokar is here as a ready outfielder for you. What do you know about his game from learning about him in spring training?
Yeah, he's a gamer. He's a guy that is always going to be ready, knows his role. He's a really good defender. You can put him in center. You can put him in left, right. He can run the bases, and he's going to give you an at-bat. You know, he's a guy that plays hard, brings a lot of energy to the team, and I'm happy to have him.
And then Griffin Canning, who was sick yesterday, that's why he couldn't pitch, is in there today. I hate to say how sick was he, but how readily available, close to 100%, is he going into this one?
Yeah, he was pretty weak. I think it was Monday night after the game when we got back to the hotel, you know, reach out to the trainers, like not feeling well, kind of like what some of the other guys were feeling. And, you know, Tuesday overall, he was pretty weak. And that's why we sent him to New York ahead of time. And that's why we made the decision to skip him. But yesterday had a good day. You know, he started feeling a lot better towards, you know, Tuesday evening. Wednesday morning, he was fine. Came in yesterday, went through his workout, played catch, got on the mound, kind of like his normal routine, and he's ready to go now.
Do you feel like the stretch of 13 games in a row, you insert that sixth starter just to give everybody a break? Do you feel like now that you're on the other side of that break, using Justin Hagenman, of course, you burn an option on Max Kranich, do you feel like it's gone okay according to plan in this stretch, giving everybody a day?
Let's wait one more day, you know, because I don't think we're all the way there yet, you know, especially with the way we have to use our bullpen yesterday. You know, we're gonna need some length today, you know. There's a couple of guys that I'm probably gonna try to stay away from them. But again, Kenny's full go, and hopefully he goes deep in the game.
You've been asked about this a lot, and it's because we've just seen it so much. You look at the numbers of guys, runners in scoring position, and it's almost shocking because with nobody on base, the results are there. Brandon Nimmo in that cleanup spot, I know, talked about this with you before, sometimes 0-0 is the best count to get the best pitch, but then there's a quick out there. So how frustrating is that balance for him in some of those spots, swinging early in counts?
Yeah, I know it's been a topic now because we haven't got that result, especially from Brandon, who's a guy that controls the strike zone, but the pitching now there is so good. Like, you got to be ready to go from pitch one, you know, and if that's that's the case, you know, whether you got the bases loaded, first and second, first and third, and you're getting the pitch you're looking for, you got to let it go. You know, you got to go for it, you know. Before you know it, you all won, and then they're gonna try to attack you differently. So as long as we are sticking to our plan, and if we're getting the pitch we're looking for, you know, I think I truly believe that the results will be there at the end of the day.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.